T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning following the President's Day weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. John and I and James all off yesterday, but great to be back here today. Much to get to. Harper Machado, a big nothing burger over the weekend. We'll talk about it. Of course, this thing's at some point going to end. Flyers, they continue to win and roll. Sixers All-Star break. Got a long stretch here before the Sixers get back at it later in the week. And, of course, the Nick Foles franchise tag tender period time has opened up in pro football. We'll talk about that, the implications of that. Certainly do it all with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. Hop aboard the phone lines, three-day weekend in the books. Reaction to all of it, 888-729-94. Richie Rich, what's up, bud?
Joe, there was a Russian peasant woman who died in, well, not sure when she died, 1700s, had 69 children.
Not possible.
69 children. She gave birth to 16 sets of twins, 7 sets of triplets, 4 sets of quadruplets.
You ready for my retort?
Something.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
All right.
I don't believe it.
Check it out, man.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
It's real.
Well, it might be more real than Bryce Harper and Manny Machado ever signing. I mean, it might be.
That is the saddest truth of all. You know,
my uncle just texted me a couple of minutes ago. It said Harper with a question mark. I haven't replied. I want to reply to him. Are you saying he just signed? He didn't sign. Are you asking me what's going to happen? How the hell do I know? I mean, this has reached levels of preposterousness.
It's gone way past where people have just stopped caring. People have become agitated to the point where they dislike the sport because of this.
No, that's you're right, John. It has really aggravated people to the extent where it's affecting our enjoyment of sports. You're right about that. All right, 888-729-9494. So following a weekend where obviously you may have noticed that there was just a ton of tweets. National people tweeting, you know, this might be about to happen, but it might not be. This is about to happen, but it might not be. And, of course, nothing ends up happening over the weekend, so we'll see at what point when it does. Got to think sometime the next month it's got to happen. The deadline really is opening day, which is still about 6 weeks away or whatever it may be. But, John, one thing that has really struck me in this process, and certainly want to get into it today, 888-729-9494. I mean, one thing that has actually, I'd say, amazed me in this process is how Manny Machado, I believe this is true for our show. I believe this is true for our station, WIP. I believe this is true around town, talking to friends. Manny Machado has been so largely ignored by Phillies fans. Now, here's what I mean by that. We say Harper Machado, Harper Machado, Harper Machado. But when we really get down to it, when we really discuss, when we really get into conversation about the situation, almost inevitably, almost every time, it tilts toward Bryce Harper, where we really have a Bryce Harper conversation. And I think one of the things that has struck me is that Manny has, while his name has been said a million times, it's really weird that, like, here's the way I say it. The way people lean so much more interest-wise into Bryce Harper leads me to believe that, like, people would think there's that Harper's 3 times better than Manny Machado. Okay, newsflash.
He is better, in my opinion.
But John, he's not 3 times
people.
Better.
I'm one. No, well, you're right.
I mean, that's what you would think. You would think this is like,
he's better for this town, though. He's better for this, the offense. I like the home runs. I feel like he gives you a little more excitement in that regard. I feel like he's a bigger star,
a bigger star.
Personality.
Yeah, he's a bigger star.
Like, I want that.
Yeah, I know you do.
He's a bigger hustler, a better hustler.
That's been a factor. But, I mean, it's weird to me that, And again, 888-729-9494. What to make of it? Like, I agree with you, John. I think he is a bigger star. But Harper...
not as good on defense, better on offense. He's a better hitter than Manny Machado. That's what... and I think that's what I gravitate towards. Like, that's what excites me personally. I don't... I can't speak for, you know, everyone else.
Right.
But, yeah, I hear people say, hey, Manny Machado's a better fit, and I just sort of discount that.
Yeah, I mean, here's...
because I don't feel that way.
Well, and this is like, just for instance, just a couple quick facts. Batting average last year. Okay, Manny Machado, 297. Bryce Harper, okay, 249.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, right?
We know, Joe.
No, but I'm just saying, like, home runs
there
last year.
There was a major slump
Bryce Harper. That's not my fault. Like, Bryce Harper home runs. We talked about, oh, Bryce Harper, power guy. 34 home runs last year. Okay, which is it's a very good season. It's a fine season. Manny Machado with 37 home runs. Like, what is up with... I need someone to come to the table here and help me out today. 888-729-9494. Why has Manny, in this process, been relegated to, you know, like back room, you know, back closet? Don't, like, he's so far off the radar compared to everyone's yearning for Bryce Harper.
It is sort of a phenomenon.
It's bizarre.
That somewhere along the way.
Right.
And I don't know. Is it like the last month? Last month and a half?
Yeah, last month and a half.
It was Machado Harper. Machado Harper. And then just sort of, you know, dribbled out. You know, petered out. The Machado part of it.
Yeah. Here's what it reminds me of. A little bit. When the Eagles moved up to the second pick to what we believe was to get Carson Wentz. And, of course, we had heard at that time, and it was proven true, that the Eagles had Howie Roseman a great intel that Carson Wentz was going to be available and that Jared Goff was going to be taken first. And because of that, it's like we latched on as a fan base. I mean, let's be real for a second. Without most of us really having seen much of Wentz or Goff in their career in college football. I mean, come on. We weren't watching North Dakota State. We saw some highlights, right? But, I mean, there was this, oh, wow, it's Carson Wentz guy. He's going to be there for us, right? To the point where if on draft day, if the Rams had done a switcheroo. Forget what happened in the last 3 years in pro football. Just that night of the draft. If the Rams had done a switcheroo, John, it would have been devastating for us as a fan base because before Carson was even drafted by the Eagles, we had attached ourselves to him. There has been, and I find it very odd, this phenomenon, and again, 888-729-9494, very odd phenomenon, that Bryce Harper is the one that we have consistently, again, I'll speak for myself, our show, our station, and certainly my sense around town, that Bryce Harper is the one that, John, like, we have attached ourselves to. Yet, you know, if you poll executives all around baseball, you're going to get pretty much a split, you know, give or take a couple of votes, about 50-50, of which one is the better player, of which one is the better fit for the Phillies. Like, I, too, am enamored by Bryce Harper's left-handed hitter batting, you know, in between in whatever sequence, 2-3-4, in between, you know, Hoskins and Real Muto because, hey, you got a right-left-right thing. Okay, I get that. That part is exciting. The Real Muto acquisition, by the way, just happened like a minute ago, though. So it's not even like this has been a narrative that's been in place the whole time. I think, to me, it's Harper star power. I think it's also the fact that
the star power. It's just there's a level of like viciousness in the batter's box. Like, I love that part. Just think of Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins are, you know, home run derby kings, right? We just watched that.
Yeah, we also saw.
Now we got them both on the same team potentially.
Yeah, but
that's so exciting.
But that's my point. Manny Machado actually hit more home runs last year.
Yeah. Bryce had the slump of all slumps last season, pulled himself out of it. We know that the potential, like, we've got in my mind, a better hitter who hits for power better than Manny Machado, better offensively, hands down, than Manny Machado. Manny Machado, if you're talking about third base, is a better fielder, a better defender. Like, that's not what excites me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, hung up on, man, we gotta you know, lay the smack down at third base defensively with a guy who may or may not hustle.
And yet, we saw as a fan base last year, the Phillies lose games
Yeah.
Because of defense.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we got to get with, you know.
I do not feel as though I will be fulfilled and happy when it's all said and done, which is a shame. It has been built up. This weight has caused me to view this unfairly, probably, in feeling like if we don't get Bryce Harper, it's a failure.
Wow.
Now, you probably feel like if we get...
I just need one. I just need one of these guys. Yeah. I just, to me, like just lock down one of the two. I really don't care who. I really don't. But the difference is so small, and yet the conversation difference is so massive. And I find that really bizarre. 888-729-9494. All right.
It's a failure if we don't get Bryce.
Yeah.
Period. If we get Manny Machado, I will still be disappointed.
All right. 888-729-9494. The Nick Foles story is the franchise tag tender period opens up in pro football. We'll get into that. And a little NBA All-Star. There was a number from the NBA All-Star game that might be the most absurd number I've ever seen in sports. Ever. We'll talk about that. We'll hit it all today. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 888-729-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.